I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I save a soul along the way, that's okay, too. It's the mission here is to build strong businesses in our community so we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. So if you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, just turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show right here, Radio 1, WLAM. We are on a mission. I'm Robert Gatewood. I'm your host. I'll be joining you today. And as always, we have a phenomenal show, a show that's out of this world, spectacular, mind-boggling, intriguing, interesting, entertaining, and a few more adjectives. I mean, I could, the dictionary is not, does not have enough words to describe the energy and all the great things this show brings to the airways. We are a business development show. Because we understand that in order for us to grab that brass ring, to be economically empowered, we must have successful businesses in our community. It's not just good enough to go out here and start a business. Anybody can do that. Matter of fact, we have probably more businesses in this country than we have people. The key, however, is to make those businesses successful. And that's what this show is about, giving you the information, putting you in the right mindset to understand, to be able to embrace business success. That's one of our missions. And I also have a great lineup of co-hosts. Today I have joining me Mr. Danny Jones. Welcome, Danny.
Well, thank you, Robert. I appreciate you having me on your show again today.
And I always appreciate having you on the show because Danny brings us information, and he doesn't just fill the seat over here. Danny brings valuable information. He helps us understand and navigate some of these waters that prevent us from going from debt into wealth. And sometimes we think it's just, you just wake up in the morning and decide that, well, tomorrow I'm going to be rich. Sometimes there are obstacles that are seen, unseen, they're surreptitious, they're nefarious, they're hidden. And Danny has been great at helping us to identify as well as eliminate some of these challenges that face us as we meander this road going out of debt and into wealth. Danny, particularly, what are you going to talk about today?
We're going to be talking about your mortgage and the fraud that is in the way that you pay your interest and how you can get that corrected and be compensated for the fraud that has been committed against you.
Wow. So you mean the people out here that are paying these mortgages, they could be there's some nefarious activities going on in their mortgage agreement?
Generally, and for the most part, the only mortgages that I've seen that are not fraudulent are simple interest mortgages, which are is about 0.1% of the entire mortgage product, or people who are financing mortgages themselves, individuals. But for mortgage companies, I found a great deal of fraud, and a new revelation has come to pass over the last couple of weeks I want to share with the people, too.
Well, I am looking forward to that, ladies and gentlemen, at the 10:45 hour. Mr. Danny Jones, he's going to be bringing us information on, he said, fraud in some of your mortgages and how we can get ourselves out of it. And he brings many just some valuable information. He's also one of the presenters on the upcoming Home Buying Debt to Wealth seminar that we have every month. We started having this event back in March, and we'll be having number 6 coming up on tomorrow. That's August 25th. And that information is brought to you courtesy of Ms. Kia Coppage. She is a lender, and she has assembled a stellar team of presenters, including Danny. I am the MC. I moderate the event, and we have people that will help you with debt relief, people that help you with mortgages, people that help you with insurance, people that help you with what are some of the other things that we got?
We also have investors. People who talk about investments, how to properly invest your money, the credit expert that comes on with us.
203K lending, building, contracting.
Yes, 203K. Yes, indeed, no doubt.
So what I would say is go to marketingpulpit.com. We actually have a video that has an encapsulation of the event, and show some of the presenters and just listen to those testimonies of people who have attended the event. And don't take our word for it. These people are actually people who have attended the event, and they are singing the praises because it has changed their lives and the way they look at money and debt.
That's right.
And that's the thing.
And the great thing about it, Robert, is that this event is absolutely free at no charge. They have free food and great information, and there's no tapes or no CDs to sell at the end, just great information for people who want it. Everyone needs to get to that seminar tomorrow at 11 a.m.
I agree. So go to marketingpulpit.com. You will see a link right on the right side where we list all of our events. Click on that Home Buying Debt to Wealth seminar link, and you will also see a video and a description of the event. Talks about who's going to be there, what type of presenters are going to be there, and that video pretty much says it all. It tells the story in a very succinct manner. So go to marketingpulpit.com and find out more about that event. Also, you can call for more information, and that information is also right there on the website. Or you can call them directly. That's Ms. Kia Carpage at 202-725-9843. It's going to be at the Beckles Center in Lanham, Maryland at 4425 Forbes Boulevard. That's tomorrow, the Home Buying Debt to Wealth seminar, and that's going to be quite an event. Don't miss it. Come on out. Some people have come back 2 and 3 times. I say it's like going to church. You don't go to church one time and say, I got this.
That's right.
You have to keep coming back and hear that sermon over and over again because you pick up something new every time you go. And also like going to church, sometimes you have different ministers, different presenters, and they present things a little differently. And you might be able to pick it up from one person that you didn't pick it up from the other. And that's the other thing. Kia has been able to mix up the presenters. And so we have an event that's really one for the ages. And it's more important now than ever. Because we're seeing, we have asset protection attorneys have come out.
Yes.
And we've had in a situation like recently where the Queen of Soul, we found out, she died intestate. In other words, from what they understand, there was no will left behind.
No will left behind.
And so now we have people who have all of a sudden their antennas have gone up about what should happen to me? If something happened to me tomorrow, what happens to my estate? What happens to the things that I have behind? I don't want the taxes to eat up all the money that I do have. And so that's another reason you want to come out, get this valuable information. And so go to the Home Buying Debt to Wealth Seminar, and we will be there tomorrow with bells on. Come on out. It's free. Get some free food. I'll meet you at the gate with a chicken leg in my hand. So I will be. Have some good food, too.
And you know, also, what I like about this event is that you don't have to be looking to purchase a home.
That's right.
If you're already a homeowner and you're looking at a possibility of refinancing or making some upgrades to your property, you just are not sure about, you know, how your loan is working. If you are interested in possibly purchasing a second home, if you are a homeowner or not a homeowner, if you've been a homeowner, you've been foreclosed on, and you're interested in buying again, this seminar is for everyone.
Amen, brother. Amen. All right, folks, that's tomorrow. So go to marketingpulpit.com. Also find out more about the host, the guest. You can find information about Danny. You have information about myself. I'm Robert Gatewood. My company is Gatewood Marketing and Web. And we have helped many people and in the process of helping people. As a matter of fact, before I came to the show this morning, had a young lady on the phone. We were putting together her logo and her branding, and she wanted to make some tweaks to her logo so she can get it to the printer in time. And I'm like, well, I need to get out of here and go to the show, but I'm saying to myself, it's more important for me to make sure this client is taken care of because Absolutely. That's what it's all about. Let's not, we have not confused the means with the ends. What good is it me coming here being on the show if my clients are in need? So anyway, I was able to get both done, and I'm glad to announce that we have several clients that are in the works right now. If you're in a business and you're looking for a way to promote that company, get a website up, get a logo design, then you need some professional help. Stop jumping on these little free online things that you can buy for a couple of bucks or free. You go in there and you put your information in there to get this free app or whatever. Now the next thing you know, they're selling your information. You start getting all this spam and spyware on your computer, on your phone. Deal with a reputable company. That's the thing the lady said this morning when she, last week she retained my services. She said, I want to deal with a local company, somebody that I know and feel comfortable with.
Absolutely.
And that to me, I was saying, wow, I mean, I was almost had given my teacher out. I was teary eyed because there are some people that actually get it.
Some people get it.
You can't get something for nothing. So that's my one of my notes to you today, folks. Stop trying to get something free all the time. When you get something free, the product is you. Just keep that in mind.
And everything free is not good.
Matter of fact, most things are. So anyway, folks, that's anyway, go to my website, gatewoodmarketing.com, and come on out for a free consultation. Matter of fact, I have a couple this afternoon, people who have been listening to the show, some that are follow me at my I teach a course over at Prince George's Community College, where I'm a professor over there. I talk about marketing, social media, networking, and quite a few topics over there related to marketing. And I get a lot of people that have, some of those students have actually come on out and become clients, come back for free consultations. I don't care how you engage me. What's important is that you take advantage of the available information that's out here.
Absolutely.
Whether it's about business development, whether it's about the information that Danny is going to share with us today, or any of our guests and co-hosts. And we have a great lineup of co-hosts every week. So tune in every week. Welcome to the new listeners. Welcome to the loyal followers. And let's just have ourselves a good show today. We talked about earlier about Aretha Franklin. And now she has, I hope this doesn't become another situation that happened with James Brown and Prince. This happens far too often in our community.
Yes, it does, Robert. And the unfortunate part about it is that to set up a will or living trust is not that expensive.
It's not that expensive.
You know, and it's very, very much needed. As you was mentioning, I was thinking about what I had heard about in the state law where she actually resided or had residence in the United States, that the fact that she passed, her children would be the first in line for her estate.
Right.
But when there is no will, you can have people coming out of the woodwork.
That's right.
To try to get, say that she owed me money or she, you know, she said she promised me this or that and hold it up in court. And most of the money get eaten up by fees from unscrupulous attorneys.
That's right. That probate process can show up a lot of that money if you don't have the will. We actually have one of our presenters at the workshop, Ms. Carmice Graves. She's actually a probate, will, and estate attorney, and she has a show on this station every Tuesday at 2 o'clock. And her website is carmicegraves.com, so check her out if you want information more on how to protect your assets and your estate. So the information is out here, folks. Let's not perish from lack of knowledge. Some other things that are happening, I don't know if anybody watches CNN. We've seen Paris Denard, the guy that everybody loves to hate. He's a avid Trump supporter, and he has been engulfed in the Me Too movement. Two of his two people at Arizona State where he was working have actually charged him with sexual harassment. He was fired a few years ago, and it has come to light by a story that was written by the Washington Post. And so he has been suspended by CNN, and a lot of folks are kind of like dancing in the street, ding dong, the witch is dead. We're going to continue after the break, ladies and gentlemen. You listen to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Feel free to join us. Call us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. And I'm going to talk about today ways that are proven to promote your business. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL traffic and weather update brought to you by the Virginia Lottery on the inner loop of the Beltway. A little slow approaching Georgia Avenue as you head towards Silver Spring from points west on to 295 southbound. Through town, you're in delays from Burroughs Avenue past East Capitol Street right now. 95 in Maryland. Looking a little bit better now. The accident that was after 212 before the Beltway in College Park was cleared away. Still a little slow off and on. Take your adventures further this summer with the Virginia Lottery's Ford Expedition plus $100,000 scratcher available at your local lottery retailer. Now your WOL weather forecast. For today, sunny, a high near 84. Clear to partly cloudy overnight down to 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high near 82 degrees. 72 right now in Washington, D.C. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
We are talking wealth. We're talking debt. We're talking assets. We're talking protection. We're talking marketing. We're talking business development. We're talking social media. We're talking promotion. A little later on, I'm going to talk about some proven ways. This is a business development show, and let's not even forget that. So later in the show, I'm going to talk about some ways that you can promote your business that are proven to work. Some of these are tried and true and tested, and some are more recent forms of promotion that have entered into the promotion sphere in the last few years. So you really want to, if you're just sitting there wondering, and I get this all the time, Danny, people say, look, I have a company. How do I get customers? That's a pretty good question when you think about it. If you have a business,
that's right.
No customers, you don't have a business.
That's right.
You may have something to get out of the house every now and then, or you may have something to hang a little logo on your shirt. You might even have a nice office and an automobile. But if you do not have customers, you do not have a business. As a matter of fact, the IRS will even chime in and tell you that if you don't show an income after a certain period of time, they're going to downgrade you to a hobby.
Exactly.
So anyway, later in the show, I'm going to talk about some proven ways. These are ways that have been tested over time, and some are more new, are more recent than others, on how to grow your business by customer acquisition. So you don't want to miss that. Just a couple of more news items. So it seems like all the president's men are going to jail. I can't get away. They're going to lock me up soon. Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen, that was Donald Trump's personal attorney, both had to face the music on the same day. Talk about a bad day for the president.
Yeah, but Cowan saw the light.
Oh, man.
He saw the light, took the plea.
Took the plea.
Yeah, so that he doesn't have to serve as much time. He's not going to serve nearly as much time as Manafort, because he knew that if he tried to go to trial, it was going to be a long day for him.
It wasn't going to be a good day.
Right.
So between Cohen, Manafort, Omarosa, and now the guy that, what's the magazine they tried to...
The Inquirer.
Yeah, tried to bury the story.
Yes.
These guys are singing like canaries all of a sudden.
and getting immunity at the same time.
It has not been a good week for Donald Trump. So anyway, it's just desserts, and I just say just keep tightening that noose, because this guy, he is actually a danger to the country, really to the world. And I think that he needs to be reined in. I mean, if he had just gotten in the White House, no matter how illicit his election was, if he had just gotten in the White House and just said, look, let bygones be bygones, I'm going to try to walk the straight and narrow, I think some people would have actually given him a pass and said, look, okay, I think the comedian, what's the guy?
Which one?
The one that disappeared for a while. I can't think of his name. He was on Saturday Night Live, and he said, I'm going to give him a chance. And that was a lot of people's sentiment.
Right.
No matter how distasteful they saw him, they said, if he gets in here and behaves now,
right,
we will kind of let bygones be bygones. He did the exact opposite. He got worse. And that's why so many people are waiting on the day that he no longer darkens the doorway of the White House. Here's a little information just for marketers out here who are growing their companies. Generation Z will account for 32% of the Earth's population in 2019. Now, why does that matter? Because as the population ages, sometimes we overlook the younger people that are coming in to replace them.
That's right.
We have focused so much on the baby boomers that sometimes we forget that these young people, and particularly people in our generation, we're catering so hard to the older generation that we haven't kept up, and as far as marketing, technology, distribution channels that are important to the younger people. So I would say take a look back at your business model.
Yes, right.
And make sure if you have a diverse clientele that you are allocating the proper resources to engage that population. That means you may have to get on social media. That means you may have to develop an app. That means you may have to do more things that are engaging to that particular population, particularly if the products and services that you're offering is of interest to that group. So that's just an interesting statistic.
No doubt.
Let's see. A lawsuit was filed against Google recently for illegally tracking people with their cell phones, and even when you turn your phone off, according to the lawsuit. Now, like again, my question I always say when people ask me, when I give these news stories, say, what does that make me? How does that affect me?
Right.
I'm just going to say this again. Just be aware of technology and its reach. If you're on social media, just know. Mm-hmm. There was a young lady that was fired recently from her job. She was a, matter of fact, she was a news person, news personality. And she shared a story about how white women cry and they use that as a weapon to get their way. She simply shared the story. And she was terminated because it was offensive to some of the people that were on her job. Just as you meander these waters, these technological waters, one, just know that everybody's watching.
Even when you think they're not.
Even when you think they're not. And everything out there is permanent. So just be mindful, not only what you post on social media, but also what you share, what you like, what you comment on. Because all of that is being tracked by somebody.
That's right.
And you can say, well, look, this is my First Amendment right. Well, if you want to fight that battle, I say more power to you. But all I can do is tell you to be aware.
That's right.
That information is being cataloged. It's being archived. It's going in your big, big folder out there in the universe. So just be aware. So we're going to change gears here for a minute. We're going to talk to Danny for a second here about this topic he brought up. Has me utterly curious about mortgage fraud. Now, many of us, we go out, we buy a house, and we assume that the people that are engaged in the process are doing everything that are in our best interest, and that there's nothing, everything is above board, and that what I'm seeing is really what's happening. Now, you're saying that there's some activity that may not be benefiting us. As a matter of fact, it could be detrimental.
Absolutely. And let me put out a disclaimer first and foremost. I'm not bringing this to bring any negativity to the mortgage lender or the mortgage broker or even the real estate agent.
Okay.
Because they're simply doing their job to find us homes and find us the lending mechanisms needed in order for us to get loans to purchase houses. The people that are responsible for the frauds that we have located are the underwriters and the banks who are actually loaning the money, the way that they're going about collecting our money. And I'm going to ask everybody that's on the line right now, if you have a mortgage, go ahead and pull your mortgage package out, because I have some information I want you to see so that, and I'm going to have you to pull out your amortization fee schedule. I've had people say, well, Dan, it seems like it's too good to be true. I say it's too bad to be not true. The question is, what are we going to do about it? So pull out your amortization fee schedule. Look at what your interest rate is, and I'm going to share some information that will help you find the fraud in your own contract. And if you can't find it, contact me, and we will be able to show you how to get it and also how we can help you to find that fraud.
So what are some of the things that is happening in these contracts?
Well, let me start by saying that 2 weeks ago, Wells Fargo was found guilty again of mortgage fraud.
What?
$2.3 billion.
That's a lot of money.
Is what they paid in fines to the United States Department of Justice for the fraud that was committed against mortgage purchasers. Predatory lending is one of those things. And I want to emphasize today about your interest rate.
So let me back up 1 minute. So this is not just Danny Jones. Uncle Sam himself has said
this
fraud is taking place.
Uncle Sam has said it. When the market crashed back in 2008, we found my company does forensic audits. We do forensic audits and securitization audits, which are audits that allow us the opportunity to see how these mortgages were created, mm-hmm. How they originated, who were the originators. Was your mortgage in a being handled by that company, or was it put into what is called a mortgage-backed security company, where it was being traded as a stock rather than as a note? There's a lot of things that go into that, but we're going to keep it simple so that people can be able to identify what we want you to see to identify fraud. And one of the first things is, what is your interest rate on your mortgage? What is that interest rate? Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you an example that if your interest rate is 5%, then you should only be paying 5% in interest, even if it's compounded. But what we've identified, we looked at about 3 weeks ago, we looked at 125 mortgages. Mm-hmm. And what we found is that when you make your payment, let's assume a $2,000 payment, that 77%, this is the average, 77% of the payment is going to the interest. Mm. If my rate is 5%, why am I paying 77% in interest in advance to the mortgage company?
Doesn't sound right.
Well, you know, people says, well, you know, that's what they do. Well, I have a problem with the way they do that, because 5% is 5%. And if I'm paying 5% interest, how am I paying double or triple for my house over 30 years? It is predatory lending at the very least.
What I have discovered, and I'm not a real estate or lender or any that's not my area. But what I do know is that in business, most companies will accept as much money as you will give them.
Exactly.
If you will pay them $1,000 when they could really get away with 50, they will charge you $1,000. Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with it if you allow them to do it.
That's right.
The challenge is, do you have the information to challenge them?
That's right. And, you know, I've had people ask me this question, Robert. They say, Danny, well, if it's illegal and improper, why hasn't the government shut them down? Contract law. The contract is the law when it comes down to a deal between you and your lender.
Mm-hmm.
The government is only allowed in that contract when you bring them into the contract.
Well, I tell you what, Danny, I want you to hang on to that thought, folks. You're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I have in the studio Mr. Danny Jones. If you have a question for our guest or any topic on the show today, call us at 1-800-450-7876. That's 1-800-450-7876. This is the Marketing Pulpit. Be back in a moment. Don't go anywhere, and we will see you in a moment.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex, where sold head to head, so you'll be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Also available in heavy-duty black bags.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shear she-shed.
Can we stop saying she-shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
News Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL, where information is power. Tom Joyner in the morning, Reverend Al Sharpton, Chris Thomas, Carl Nelson, Keep Hope Alive Radio with Jesse Jackson, Butch McAdams, Moon Man, T.D. Jakes, Mount Pleasant, New Horizon, Power Talk Network. Download the mobile app and take us everywhere, worldwide at WOLDCnews.com. Your voice, news that's important to you. News Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL.
Dash Hughes.
WOL Washington. W240DJ Washington 95.9. WPRS HD2 Waldorf. WKYS HD2 Washington. WMMJ HD2 Bethesda. And worldwide at WOLDCnews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
It's Friday, ladies and gentlemen, and therefore, you are under the spell of the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Well, look, I'm not some kind of spin golly. I'm just a plain old country boy talking about how to build your business, grow some wealth, leave a legacy behind. And that's what we do here on the Marketing Pulpit every Friday at 10:30 a.m., where I, Robert Gatewood, am your host. I have in the studio Mr. Danny Jones. He's bringing us information on mortgages and how, even though you're happy to be in that house, and that's one of the happiest days of our lives, really. But sometimes we get so caught up into the joy of the moment that we overlook some things. And that's really how they get you. I remember the first time I bought a car. I was so happy to have those keys. Man, they could have charged me 1,000% interest. I'd have been paying. I probably was. But I was blinded by the light.
That's right.
And unfortunately, that happens not just when you're buying cars, but most of the major purchases, if you don't look at that fine print and look at that interest and how it's being applied, you've been taken to the cleaner often.
That's right. You're right. And what's interesting, Robert, in what you just said is that this is effect that you're affected in credit cards, car loans, and mortgage loans. Any loan that you have to borrow money, and you're absolutely right, you may end up being paying a lot more in interest, but you're so interested in what you're after that you don't look at it.
Right.
But just because you've signed it and it's done doesn't mean it's over.
Okay.
Now because the contract's between two parties.
That's right. It's like when you're buying that car, they go back in the back room and they have you out there. You're on pins and needles. You're actually doing the dance. You're like
the cha-cha-cha.
Yeah, like, man, are they going to come out and give me this loan? This I can drive off in this shiny new car. They've sprayed the little new car smell in it. It's like you don't care what they put in front of you. You're so happy to get that car.
Give me them keys.
Give me them keys. I'm ready, Mac. But that is part of the subterfuge.
That's right.
Wave that carrot in front of you and get it like it's hypnotic. It's like you're getting sleepy. Sign this document. Don't read it. Definitely don't take it to Danny Jones.
You know what's remarkable, Robert, is that I really, when I think about it, depending on where people are in their credit, it really doesn't matter what the credit rate is.
Mm-hmm.
It matters. What matters is not the rate, but the fact that when you're knowledgeable, that they're held to that rate. In other words, don't apply more than that rate to your interest. Apply the balance of that to my principal balance. Let me help you understand something, good people. The principal balance is the amount that you borrowed.
Mm-hmm.
That amount, the faster you pay that down, the less you pay in interest, and the quicker you'll have the debt paid off. When the debt is being paid to the principal balance, these unscrupulous lenders, creditors, are applying a greater deal of your payment to the interest and a little bit to the principal balance to keep it as high as they can for as long as they can, and that's called predatory lending.
But isn't it, I mean, this makes sense, but they haven't even earned that interest yet, because isn't it supposed to be a cumulative over the length of the loan?
Absolutely.
So they're applying a payment to an interest amount that they haven't even yet earned.
They haven't yet earned at all, and we're not paying enough attention to it. And people say, you know, you mentioned about when you get it, you're so happy to have it. Most people who buy a house, they or a car, take those papers and throw them in a drawer, get to driving or calling the insurance company or calling the electric people and the gas people, the water people and the schools, because you got so much to do to get ready to move in the house and the movers and everything. But there's only a 3-day right of rescission. What that means is that you got 3 days to go back and look at your mortgage contract with someone like myself or someone that's an attorney who understands real estate law, to tell you that what you have is a bad deal.
And how are you going to do that when you're unpacking and calling Pepco and the water company?
You don't want it to be a bad deal. You just bought a house.
Right.
You know. But you're not lost on the fact that you didn't do it in the 3 days. It simply means that was your review period to counsel that contract at that time. But fraud can counsel a contract.
Anytime.
Okay. And fraud has no statutes.
Okay.
Okay, so if you find a fraud, if you've been foreclosed on already, anywhere in the United States, let me point that out just because we're in D.C. today. Anywhere in the United States, if you've been defrauded, if you've been foreclosed on, even if it's your fault, there is or may have been fraud in your contract and you're still entitled to compensation.
Hmm. So that means even though you got a bad deal, you got a bad rap, things didn't go your way, but if there is fraud involved, it's back on the table.
It's back on the table. Wow. We just have to identify the fraud. Do an audit to be able to seek more fraud, because the more you have, the better you're going to be, better shape you'll be in. And then you can be able to, once you find the audits done, then we have our attorneys to look at the audits to find the fraud and then identify what charges can be brought against the lender for the fraud and triple damages in compensation. We're not talking hundreds or little thousands, we're talking hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars in compensation for the fraud that they committed against you.
And look at this way, folks. I know some people out there feeling sorry for the banks. Poor banks, they only made $1 zillion in profit last year, and wow, they were nice and kind enough to give me this loan. But people, wrong is wrong. Wrong is wrong. And I'm noticing that the day of reckoning is coming for many financial institutions. I've noticed that a lot of people now are relooking at things like timeshares, auto loans, credit card loans, because the lending institutions have been abusing the public trust.
Absolutely.
And so there is no shame in going back and making them recompense for the wrong that they've done.
That's absolute.
So
that's right.
So, Danny, do you help people with if they have, if somebody has a question or if they want somebody to look at their mortgage, their credit card, their card note? Do you have a service that helps them for that?
Yes, I absolutely do. And one of the things that I want you to know is that I don't charge anything to look at it.
Okay.
I will look at it for absolutely free. Mm. You can take a picture of the of your contract or email it to me, a copy of your contract. If in your mortgage package, if you have, you can find the amortization fee schedule and your contract that shows what your rate is and your monthly payment is, then, and you know how much your monthly payment is, what your rate is, and what is called the amortization fee schedule. If you can't find it, you can also contact me, email me, so that I can tell you, we have a document that we can send to get that information, or you can call your lender and ask your lender to give you, that you need a copy of your amortization fee schedule and a copy of the original contract sent to you right away. Even if it's been sold to several times, the servicer that's handling your account now has to have a copy of the original contract or the contract that you have with them currently. Mm. So tell them you want the copy of the contract that shows the payment, the amount of the payment, the number of payments. You need to know how much of the interest, how much of the payment is going to the interest. That's what the amortization fee schedule is. It tells you from year one to year 360 in a home purchase, or year one to year five or four in a car purchase, and the same thing with a credit card. How much interest am I paying, and how much of my payment is being applied to the interest, and how much is being applied to the principal? Hmm. When you get that, email it to me or set up an appointment with me, and I will show you the fraud.
Give us your email address there and information you want to give out to have people contact you there, Danny.
Okay, you can email me at dljtrustees with an S at gmail.com. Again, that is dljtrustees@gmail.com. Or you can go to our website at financialfreedom-aaag.com. That's, our website is financialfreedom-aaag.com. You can reach us that way. You can call me at 540-522-1930.
And folks, go to marketingpulpit.com. We have Danny on the homepage of the Marketing Pulpit. As a matter of fact, you'll see Danny and me sitting in the studio chewing it up probably a month ago, as we often do. But we do this the fourth Friday of every month. And Danny will be back next fourth Friday. And also, if you want to see Danny in person, and he has just as much energy and probably more so in person, come on out tomorrow and listen to him talking about how his pay to the principal system works. And we've had many people to really chase Danny down afterwards to kind of get the information on that, because people have these car notes, these mortgages, these student loans. They're paying way more money for a much longer period of time than they should be.
That's right.
And we're glad to have Danny out here fighting for people who are struggling. And right now, that's one of the obstacles that's preventing many people from getting from debt to wealth.
That's right.
They can't get the wealth with all this debt hanging over their head.
Absolutely. And it's not because, it's mostly because we are not, the lenders failed to give us full disclosure on our loans. We didn't learn a lot of this in school of how to reduce or eliminate debt. We talk about compound interest, but there's also reverse compound interest. Mm-hmm. And in the contract, we have a right to be able to apply a greater portion of our payment to the principal balance to bring our debt down quicker rather than to the interest that the lenders are receiving from us.
So, folks, go to marketingpulpit.com and register for the upcoming Home Buying Debt to Wealth Seminar. You don't have to be a home buyer. Even if you are a home buyer, there's so much information you can learn about how to get yourself out of debt and on the road to wealth. Thank you, Danny. Hang around. We're going to talk about ways to get customers. Many of you out there are business owners, and it will, let me just say this. You can't throw a rock now and not hit a business owner. Everybody. I don't care if you're working for the government, if you're a Fortune 500 company, most people now have a business on the side. And at some point, there's going to be a flip where that side business is going to become their primary source of income. So whether that business is already your primary source of income, if it's a side hustle, if it's supplemental income, you need to know how to get customers in the door. And that's what we're going to focus on as we move forward here into this next topic. Now, one thing I want to emphasize is that getting customers, you have to think about the value of a customer. So when I say think, there's a difference between getting customers and getting a sale.
Right.
When we're talking about getting customers, we have to think about the metrics of sales. We have to think about the cost per acquisition, what it costs to get a customer, and the lifetime value of the customer.
That's right.
What I like to do is get people Shark Tank ready, especially my clients. When you come into the door with me, we're not just sitting here talking about how to go out here and spend all of our money on advertising with no accountability.
Right.
We have to be very cognizant of the cost per acquisition. What does it cost to get that customer? And then on the other end, we have to talk about the lifetime value. The cost per acquisition is simply taking the cost of your advertising and dividing it by the number of customers you get from that advertising effort. If you spend $1,000, you got 10 customers, you have a cost per acquisition of $100. Then the other side of the formula is the lifetime value. How much money can I get from that customer over a lifetime of doing business with that customer? And we usually round it off to about a year. So if we're talking about somebody spending $75 a month for a year, we're talking about a lifetime value of $900.
Right.
You spend $100, you got a $900 lifetime value. That's a pretty good investment.
That's right.
What we want you to do also is to compound that by going after repeat business and referrals. So that turns that $900 lifetime value sometimes into three times that, into $2,700.
Right.
But you can only do that with proven, sound advertising techniques. So today we're going to focus on some of the means of advertising, some of the actual ways of getting customers in the door. Now, I'm going to start out by talking about traditional mass media. That's your radio, that's your TV, that's direct mail, things that many people have abandoned over the years because now they think they can get everything by just going out, throwing up a Facebook page or going to get some free app. Folks, let me tell you, that might be good if you want to stay small. If you want to be just a hustler selling things out of the back of your car, putting flyers on windshields, I mean, that's you. I'm not going to hate on you. But if you want to move to that next level,
yes.
If you want to see your name in lights, you want to deal with some strangers. Now, this is one of the little formulas I used to use when I first started my marketing business.
Mm.
To get to that next level, you have to have some folks in your customer base whose names you can't pronounce. If all my customers are named Gatewood, let me tell you, I'm going to have a very short we have a short future as a business owner. Just like in your case, if all your customers are named Jones, then you're going to run out of Jones very fast. I need some folks of different nationalities, different backgrounds, of all types of demographics. Only then will you get to that next level. And to do that, you must engage in mass media advertising. That means you have to call over here and talk to Miss Karen Jackson and say, look, I want to advertise on Radio 1, 95.9 or 1450 AM. That's mass media. You want to get on things like cable TV. Cable TV used to be almost out of the price range of most people. But now TV has been segmented down. You can almost pinpoint down to the neighborhood. So that's available to people now. You have direct mail, like Every Door Direct Mailing. The Postal Service now has a system where you can actually pinpoint down to the carrier route of the mailman.
Wow.
So that's mass media. That's my first way of getting proven customers. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about proven ways to get customers in the door. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood. I have in the studio Mr. Danny Jones. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the break.
Good morning, this WOL traffic and weather update brought to you by Lowe's. Pretty slow still on northbound 295 as you head from the 11th Street Bridge to East Capitol Street, southbound on 295 from Burroughs Avenue past East Capitol Street for some volume as well. A little slow on the outer loop of the Beltway as you head from New Hampshire Avenue around to Georgia Avenue in Silver Spring. And on the inner loop approaching Georgia Avenue, some delays as you head from points west out of Bethesda towards Silver Spring. Get an extra 5% off every day with your Lowe's Advantage card, subject to credit approval, and can't be combined with any other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only. Now your WOL weather forecast for today. Sunny, a high near 84 degrees. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, down to 63 for low. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, and highs in the low 80s. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
If you haven't already, go to marketingpulpit.com and register for the upcoming home buying and debt to wealth seminar. That's going to take place tomorrow from 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock p.m. at the Beckles Center in Atlanta, Maryland. Go to the website, check out that video, listen to the testimonials, and you will see that we are serious about moving people from debt to wealth. Right now, I have in the studio Mr. Danny Jones, and I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We're here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. I'd like to thank our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites, who brings us helps bring this show to you every month. If you need an office, such as a place to hang your hat every day, a place to meet clients, the place to have your mail dropped off, a place to answer your phones, call them at 301-322-1700. Ask for Miss Bernadette Clay. She's been an ardent supporter of the show for the past 8 years, and my hat's off to her. And we watched her grow from one location in Largo, Maryland, to now to have a location at National Harbor. They also have a location at over in College Park, which is a hub zone. So check them out. Support this system. Keep it in the community. We don't have to go outside the community to get these quality services. That's why I like to associate myself with people who have a proven track record and have the best interests of our community at heart.
That's right.
So that's BLE Suites. Go to check them out on BLESuites.com. We're talking about proven ways to get customers. And also, I am Robert Gatewood, my company, Gatewood Marketing. Anything you hear me talk about today as far as getting these customers in the door, we actually do that. We don't just talk it. We actually do it. I roll up my sleeves. As I mentioned earlier, a young lady was calling me about trying to get her job ready for the printer to go to advertising. I said, look, customers first. I'm going to get to the radio station, but I got to take care of my customers first, because that is my mission, my raison d'etre, my reason for being. We're talking about proven ways to get advertising. We talked about traditional mass media such as radio, TV, and direct mail. Those are things that people in my generation were, that was it.
That's it.
Newspaper, print, TV. But now we have new methods. We have things like social media. Social media, I had a conversation with somebody yesterday, Danny, and she was like, Robert, I set up this Facebook page on your advice about 3 or 4 years ago, but I haven't used it. And I said, well, look, let's back up a moment. A few years ago, it was almost like the law. You go out and set up a Facebook and a Twitter page for your business.
Right.
But what now we have, since we have more analytics now, we have more data, we don't have to just go out and follow a cookie cutter approach when it comes to social media.
Right.
You tailor social media just like you do any other medium. Tailor it to the audience you're trying to reach.
Absolutely.
So after consulting with her, she said, look, most of my clients are business to business. I'm not really into the Facebook world. I said, look, let's go into Facebook. And I showed exactly what to do. Go into your Facebook settings, go down there, and there's a button at the bottom. You can actually unpublish or delete that account. And let's focus our energies on your LinkedIn account.
Right.
Just like some people right now, they're about 99% Instagram. They still have a Twitter account. They still have a Facebook account. They have a Pinterest account. They have LinkedIn. They have all these different accounts. Folks, let's start to be more strategic in our use of this tool.
Right.
It's a tool. There's no law that says you have to be on all of them.
No.
But social media is a very effective tool. If you have a service that's very highly visual, like hair, food, clothing, you have to be on Instagram. People need to see that. If you are heavily into business to business, you need to get on LinkedIn.
That's right.
If you're just trying to reach everybody, the general population, than Facebook. But social media is a very proven and effective way of getting customers if you know how to use it. Once again, if you need help with that, my company is always available. Paid online advertising, another effective tool. Let's think about Google AdWords for a moment. We call that PPC, pay-per-click advertising. In the online advertising world, there are several ways to pay for ads. CPM is probably that's probably the most common way that. It's not my favorite way because you don't get paid for any action. It's called CPM, cost per impression. Mm-hmm. In other words, some companies charging you just by the fact that they see the ad. They didn't click on it. They didn't buy anything. But that's how most ads are sold on the internet, by CPM. There's also CPC. That's cost per click. And that's the Google AdWords model. When you go to Google, that ad comes up. You click on it. Only then do you pay for that particular ad. And then the CPA is probably the favorite, which is harder to get. That's called cost per acquisition. You'll see that in a lot of affiliate programs and things like that, where they can actually track the you put some cookie on your e-commerce system that they can actually, when the minute that person checks out, some type of code is sent back to the owner, and they can tell that person actually made a purchase. So paid online advertising is a very effective way to advertise, and it works. Google right now, like I said, is probably the biggest and the most familiar one through their Google AdWords, but there are other ways out there of getting paid online advertising. Search engine optimization. That's the organic way of driving people to your website, and you do that by keywords and meta tags. So you want to make sure your website has all of the pages optimized, has the right keywords, the meta tags, the alt tags, the H1 headers, the titles, and so forth. And that is a very effective way to drive people to your website. And if your website, once they get to the website, make sure the website has a landing page that's conducive to the information that you have actually used to get them there. And in other words, if your tags are saying debt relief, then when they get to that page, they need to see debt relief and not have to go through a whole bunch of other things before they actually see something that's related to the keyword that drove them there. I also mentioned affiliate programs. Affiliate programs is a very popular way of getting customers. What affiliate programs do is actually you actually have companies that are willing to sell your services for you in return for a fee. Now, that requires a couple of things. You have to set up the program on your website so it can be tracked. Okay. These things have to be tracked. And there are services out there that actually take care of that technical work for you. Services like Commission Junction, services like LinkedIn, LinkShare, PepperJam, ShareSale. These are affiliate companies that actually take care of your payments, help you create your banners, create your links. Or you can do it yourself. If you have a WordPress website, there's plugins that you can actually install on your website. You give that link to the customers, and they put it on their Facebook page, on their websites, and it can track any sale that they send to you, and then you pay them a monthly, whatever type of payment system you have. Referral programs, another very effective way of getting customers. Now, the difference between a referral program and an affiliate program is that referral programs are usually people that you know. These are people, it doesn't have to be online. I can walk up to Danny and say, Danny, every time you send me a customer, I'm going to send you a 20% referral fee.
Right.
And which I actually do that for many people. There are a lot of folks out here sending my services. And sometimes you don't have to put the hard sell on. The person said, look, hey, I'm looking for a website, or I need a logo. I need somebody to help me promote this company. So look, call Robert Gatewood. Just tell him Danny sent you.
Right.
Danny gets a check in the mail out of the blue one day, a $200 check. Oh, that must have been somebody I referred to Gatewood.
Did you say a check?
A check. We talk about greenback moolah. Referral programs, very effective. I actually do this on both sides of the coin. I have a couple of attorneys that I have this type of arrangement with. They need a trademarking service or copyright intellectual property services. I don't actually perform that service myself, but I will actually refer that person to the attorney. All of a sudden, I look up, I'm getting a check in the mail. Very effective way of getting customers.
As a matter of fact, I need someone to help me with some of that on a project we're working on right now.
That's what Gatewood does.
Gatewood, I need your help.
By the way, folks, go to Gatewood Marketing if you need some help with any of the things I'm talking about this morning. Events and conferences, very effective way of getting customers. And this kind of falls under the area of networking. Go to these, look around into your community online and see what types of events are happening, and are they sharing the same customer base that you have? Show up. Come in there with a fistful of business cards and an elevator pitch and clean up. You can literally go into one of these events and really earn your monthly salary in one good event.
Wow.
And let's say you might say, well, look, I don't really know of an event. Guess what? You can actually have your own event. You can actually sponsor your own event, and many people do. As we have seen on this show, we promote many events in this area. These are people that have actually realized the wisdom of sponsoring events as a way of getting customers. A mobile app is a very popular way of getting customers. Now, it's going to cost you a couple of bucks, going to cost you some coins, but let's revert back to what I talked about earlier. 31% of the population is going to be Generation Z coming up in a couple of years. These people, they want to see technology. They want to see technology in your distribution system, and nothing does that better than a mobile app. Let's talk about some other things, some other ways of getting customers. We talked about content marketing. Now, content marketing is like a subtle way. That's actually putting out education. Education as a way of letting people know that you are an expert. You can do this on your radio show. You can do this in your newsletter. You can do it in your social media. But content marketing is a very popular way of getting customers. Now, folks, what I want you to do is start practicing some of these. Start today. Don't wait until tomorrow. And if you need help with them, go ahead and call me and set up a free consultation. Free. F-R-E-E. And I will help you walk through these, navigate these marketing and proven ways to get customers' waters. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I'd also like to thank one of our sponsors, Mr. Anthony Fears. He's actually a real estate broker, and he has one of the he's actually a very proven, has a very proven system that helps buyers and sellers get the home of their dreams. You can actually go call him at 443-465-2455. He has a very long list of people who have singing his praises, like Dr. Fairchild. He says, I am more than satisfied with him as a realtor, and I would recommend him to anyone. You can also find him at anthony@aafproperties.com. You can also go to marketingpulpit.com and find Mr. Anthony Fears. He's actually going to be on the show next week talking about some of his proven real estate tips. I want to thank Mr. Danny Jones. Danny, thank you again for joining us today.
Hey, I'm just happy to be here, Robert.
And I'm glad to have you. Don't miss the opportunity to come out tomorrow to see Danny at the Home Buying Debt to Wealth Seminar. I will be there. As Kia says, I'll be there to make you laugh. But let me tell you, folks, this is no laughing matter. Now, if you laugh, that's okay, too. Come on out and get yourself a free breakfast. We'll be there at 11 o'clock. Get there at 10:30 before all the food gets away, because I will come hungry. Go to Marketing Pulpit and find out more about the event. And I will be there. I'll see you tomorrow at the Home Buying Debt to Wealth Seminar. Next week, we're going to have another exciting show. And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing, do it at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL at 95.9.
Good morning. I'm Nick Bovee. Here's